Many of us have had that sinking feeling of looking at a statement indicating that our checking account balance has turned negative. Instinctively, we know this is a bad thing, in part because it means that we will likely have to pay a fee to the bank, which will render our balance that much more negative. According to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, last year, American consumers paid a total of $15 billion in fees for bouncing checks and overdrafting. As reported by CNN Money, all banks with assets in excess of $1 billion must report how much money was generated via such fees. These large banks collectively generated well over $11 billion in bounced check and overdraft fees in 2016, up a bit more than 2% from the prior year. It is estimated that smaller banks generated more than $3 billion in such fees. The average amount of money by which consumers overdraft is about $24, but banks often charge fees around $34 for each overdraft incident. The Federal Reserve altered the landscape in 2010 by mandating that banks must receive a customer's explicit permission to approve a transaction when there are insufficient funds. That year, the financial services industry was on pace to generate more than $38 billion in overdraft-related fees. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.